The Medrash teaches us, Lehu, Lehu chazu mefalois alekim. Let us see how Hashem operates. Noira alila abnei Adam. How Kadosh Baruch Hu's actions are absolutely incredible, how he acts with us human beings. Amar Rav Yehuda haya Kadosh Baruch Hu avakash l'kayim, gzeres yodaya teida. How Kadosh Baruch Hu knew that he had made a decree that Klai Yisrael will have to go into Gorilus. And he caused all sorts of situations to happen that this decree should be fulfilled. He caused Kadesh Yav, Yaakov is Yosef, the Yaakov shall love Yosef. Yisnei Yaakov, his brothers, Yosef's brothers should hate him. V'yim Kroisel Yishmeelim, then the Salam to Yishmeelim, v'yiridim Mitzrayim. And they'll take him down to Mitzrayim. If we witness and follow all of what happened to Yosef HaTzadik, what the Torah is teaching us is that what happened with Yosef HaTzadik is most interesting and most incredible. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the Pasuk says, V'yishleyim em echevroim, meitza amuka shloyos HaTzadik kovah bechevroim. He ended up where he was because HaKadosh Baruch Hu had made a decision together with Avram Avinu, everything that happened, explains by the Barbanel, were not things that naturally would normally happen. It all happened because HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a master plan. And this lesson of the entire episode of the Golus is to teach us that Yudei Teida, and therefore I saw that the Medrash continues to teach us. The Netzivam say in the Sefer Emek Shaila says, "Mekamakam loy lechinam siperlana Torah." It's not just for no reason that the Torah tells us Ifana Halilus all the different things that happened. Hech Yorda Avesenu Mitzrayim, how they ended up in Mitzrayim. Im loy lemandenu Musar. That also, the specific ways that it happened, has every part of the way that it happened, is Shasina Atzmati Gorim Lehavi Kol Ra Azois. In other words, what I think he's saying is that Klal Yisrael could have ended up in Mitzrayim in many different ways. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically brought him down to Mitzrayim in the way that he was brought down, because through all these different things that happened with Yosef, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was created, he was showing us what hate could cause, what jealousy could cause. And that was all done specifically because they have to get to Mitzrayim, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us even along the way to learn different lessons. The Ramban says that all of the people that Yosef met along the way, they were malachim. Yimtzeu ish, and Rashi says that there was a malach. What's Rashi trying to tell us? Explains the Ramban that the pasuk is, that the lesson here is, that under normal circumstances, Yosef should have been able to get home. But there were malachim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up, that they should be in the way to make sure that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ultimate plan should happen. And the lesson, of course, is incredibly important. The lesson is that we think that so many things happen in life, and they may just be coincidences, or that we cause things to happen or not to happen. And that isn't the truth. What happens is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants things to happen. And then when we look back to what happened, we see Noira Alila B'nai Adam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes everything with a tremendous cheshbon. And I saw Rav Shimshon Raphael Hirsch makes a wonderful observation. He says, the way that all the issue between Yosef and his brothers begin, it began in Shechem. If we think about Shechem, Shechem is a place where the brothers who is it? Excuse me, who is it? Shechem should have represented a place where they showed achdus. Shem should represent the place where the brothers took up their lives for Dina. And here, it was just the opposite. Shechem ended up being the place where Yosef was sold by the brothers. How do we understand that? The only way to understand that is because this was the Yad Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show that there's no simple pshat, and that everything that happened here happened because there was a very deep plan. And if we keep on thinking about Yosef, we look at Yosef, the pasuk says, "Vehi sham beis hasoyar." Yosef was put in prison, and the Kedushas Levi says that what does the pasuk add with the words "Vehi sham beis hasoyar"? Yosef, we all know, was already in prison. What does the Torah have to try to teach us with this word? The pasuk is teaching us, explains the Kedushas Levi, that Yosef, in every situation, was ready to accept whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted from him. He maybe, as he was in the base of Sawyer, could have tried different approaches how to get out of prison. But that wasn't what Yosef did. Yosef accepted with Amunah Shleima that whatever was supposed to happen to him, happened to him. And that's why the pasuk says, the Sefer Kol Yehuda, the pasuk says, Ve'yikach Adonai Yosef. Adonai Yosef is a Lashon Rabbim to teach us that there were two people who were masters over Yosef, the Potiphar and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever happened with Potiphar wasn't Potiphar making it happen. Whatever happened was HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Adonai Yosef, the person HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the one that was making it happen. And therefore, I saw that the Semis was asked once, the Pasuk says that, Medrash says, Chazisa ishmoy b'malachtim lefnei melochim yisyatzev. Zay Yosef HaTzadik al shashimis esrabah behoigin yotzer l'cheres. Yosef served his master properly, that's why he went out to Cheres. What does that mean? So the Sfasemis explains that what Yosef demonstrated was that he did whatever he was supposed to do. He didn't complain, and he didn't think, why is this happening to him? The Pasuk says, the Shach says, that the Pasuk in Parashat Miketz begins with the words, V'hi Miketz Shnosayim Yomim. That what happened here was, there was Shnosayim Yomim, that even though he was in jail for 2 extra years, in his mind it was like Yomim was just a couple of days. Because Yosef accepted whatever happened to him. There's a famous story that Reb Pinchas Karitzer had two sons, and they were put into prison with printing the Shas. And at one time, while they were imprisoned, they were mistreated. And the younger brother, Reb Pinchas, started dancing. And Reb Shmuel started, the older brother thought that something had happened to him. And he started worrying about him. And his brother told him, there's nothing to worry about. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, Beroiv Sarapi Bekibi Tanchumecho Yishashu Nafshi. Whatever happens to me, happens to me, and I know that it's supposed to happen to me. And if I live a life recognizing that whatever happens is supposed to happen, that's why that's the way I'm able to survive. The pasuk says that when Yosef met his brothers, he said, "Ma panechem roim." So I saw that the Sefer Chai Nefesh explains, what does it mean that he said panechem roim? He says, I don't understand how you could have panechem roim, how a Jew could be upset. A Jew is supposed to be satisfied with what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does under all circumstances. If a Jew is always happy with what happens, how could a Jew have Pneichem Roim? And that's pshat that the Sfasema says, that when Yosef reveals himself to his brothers. The pasuk says, "V'yami Yosef al Achav." Yosef says to his brothers, "Ani Yosef oit chai. I'm Yosef. Is my father still alive?" And his brothers couldn't answer. Kinivalum upon us. And they said, and the pasuk continues, "V'yami Yosef al Achav. Ani Yosef achechem Hashem echati osem Mitzrayim." And the question is, why did he have to repeat? Why are we going back on this whole discussion? Says the Sfasem, the lesson to teach him is that you know why his brothers cannot match up to Yosef? They were embarrassed how Yosef had so much happened to him in his life. And they were so embarrassed that he remained Yosef at Tzaddik, and that he accepted whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu said and wanted and did to him without any question. The Mefarshim explained that on Yom Kippur, we and Tisha B'Av, we speak about the Asara Ruiga Malchus, the 10 Tanoim that were killed because of Kiddush Hashem. And the reason we say it is because the Chait, the Shvatim that sold Yosef, they were taken from the world as a kapara. But Shimshon Astropola asks a question that if we count the amount of Shvatim that really were involved in the Mechira of Yosef, we will only find that there were 9. Reuven wasn't there. Yosef wasn't there. Binyamin wasn't included. And if we deduct all these people, there's only 9 Shvatim. So if that's the case, why were the 10 Tanoim taken from the world? And he answers that Rabbi Kiva was the 10th of the Tanoim, and Rabbi Kiva is Kneged HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As Rabbi Kiva always said, Rabbi Kiva HaYadayrish, Rabbi Kiva used to say, Hashem Alkecha, Tira L'Rabbis Talmid Chachamim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses the Talmid Chachim in the place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asiri Yeh Kodesh L'Hashem, the Torah says, by Maisa Behema. But that doesn't answer the question that we asked. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to be part of this count? And the answer is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very much part of what we count. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever happened during that time, and whatever happens at any time, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. And that's why by Yom Kippur, by night, before we start saying Kol Nidre, we say Or Zorua Latzadik. And Or Zorua Latzadik is referring to Rabbi Kiva. In fact, there was a story that the Sefer Or Zorua had a question, how is the word Akiva spelled? With an aleph at the end or a hey at the end? And he saw in a dream that the way to spell it is with a hey, because the words Or Zorua Latzadik Ul Yisrael Leiv Simcha, the last letters of those words are Akiva with a hey. What Akiva was saying was that I am a representation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why he called the Sefer Or Zorua. That Or Zorua Latzadik Ul Yisrael Leiv Simcha, a pasuk, Rabbi Akiva said, and Rabbi Akiva represents that whatever happens, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us when it's happening. And if that's the case, Uli Yishrei Lev Simcha. And that's why as we begin Yom Kippur, we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are always together with Klal Yisrael. And if you're together with Klal Yisrael, then no matter what happens to us, it will always be Uli Yishrei Lev Simcha.